polling found that Virginians remain positive about the state's K-12 public schools.
The K-12 poll has annually shown support statewide for schools. This year, a significant change is that it seems that those who responded feel that while the schools are doing a great job with English, math, science, and history, that they may not connect them well to getting and keeping a job.
Dr. Bill Boscher is executive director of the Commonwealth Educational Policy Institute at VCU. He noted that 63% of people polled felt schools provide an excellent or good education. A larger majority think schools do a good job teaching the basics.
The overall satisfaction tends to be better than 70%. They believe that teachers are teaching well, schools are doing well. However, the significance that we've described in terms of the disconnect between academics and getting a job comes about largely because it was an 8 percentage point drop in that particular figure.
Respondents were asked what skills they thought would be necessary and of most value in the future.
STEM, math, science, technology, in both K-12 and higher ed, leads the pack. But also things that we would imagine come in second and third, problem solving and strong communication skills.
The higher education poll produced some interesting results. Dr. Boscher noted that while he is on the governor's Higher Education Reform Commission, the poll is entirely separate from that.
This poll was neither commissioned by nor reviewed by the commission in any way. The higher education poll continues to indicate that Virginians solidly support the higher education institutions, but they differ in how they should be funded.
The poll found 3 in 10, 29%, consider it a top priority for the state to have public universities and colleges that are top quality. Another 49% consider this very important. 17% call this somewhat important. 2% say it's not important at all.
They're more reluctant to believe that Virginia should spend more money on their higher ed institutions. People tend not to understand how they're funded and more reluctant to provide additional public dollars for them. The higher ed institutions may have a PR problem that it appears that while Virginians are reluctant to spend more tax dollars on higher education, they also believe that it comes from sources like increasing tuitions, or if they see philanthropy and a large donation to an institution, they may infer, incorrectly so, that that's how they get their operating dollars.
The VCU education poll has a wide distribution.
Each member of the General Assembly, of course, the governor and his staff, to the appropriate agencies, and then to local school boards and superintendents. I would never legislate based upon a poll. However, to not understand what people are saying is equally remiss.
It seems clear, Dr. Boscher added, that public information is vital to the future of education.
I think schools at all levels need to communicate because the budgets tend to be so big, so complex, and in some instances the explanations so convoluted that people don't understand them. And what they don't understand, they're not going to support.
John Ogle, WCVE News.